Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the ELN First Quarter 2017 Results Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Simona D'Agostino, ELN's Head of Financial Communications. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon, everybody, and good morning in the U.S. Welcome to the first quarter earnings call of ELN Group. I'm ready for you to read the company disclaimer. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing the company's beliefs, plans, objectives, estimates, or expectations of possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions, and conditions in the industry we operate that may be affected should our assumptions turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statement can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the contents, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. Now I leave the floor to Andrea Cangioli. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining this conference call after our Q1 2017 results release. Our first quarter of 2017 registered $65 million in revenue, with an outstanding 17.9% increase on the first quarter of 2016. In terms of EBIT, we registered a decrease from 6.7 million to 5.5 million, down 17%. And at the earnings before taxes level, decrease was slightly lower, 11%, due to a better performance on the financial income area. We know it is extremely challenging to match the performances of 2016. And under this light, we have disclosed and also discussed with you at previous meetings and also during our last call after the release of the 2016 number, our guidance. I will go back to guidance at the end of this introduction after Enrico detailed the comments on the financials. I would like now to give you a general picture of how markets and operations are moving, how this is reflected in our quarterly financial, and how this compares to the position where we were after the first quarter of 2016, and to give you a flavor of the different dynamics that are currently encountered on the medical and the industrial sector. First of all, the strong point of this quarter's financials, the revenue growth. Overall, close to 18%, well above our expectations and guidance, with two different speeds, a low one for medical, where we're just over 2% growth, and an astonishing 52% in the industrial market. This reveals a very strong market demand in the industrial market, mainly driven by the sheet metal cutting systems in Italy and in China. We feel we are experiencing an actual enlargement of the market due to the ability to launch on the market high-power laser systems which allow a wider range of applications and a lower running cost for the user. Our excellent positioning on the Chinese market is allowing us to capitalize on this demand increase, which could have long-term effects since we are not only talking of new purchases of systems, but also of a very fast replacement phase for the legacy technology users' laser cutting systems. And the installed base is very large. Please note that when we compare Q117's results to the Q116 ones, we are comparing within a segment that grew buoyantly last year, and therefore the increase in sales is, let's say, facilitated. Finally, a rapid increase in sale had a positive effect on the operating leverage and in the profitability of the segment. The medical segment had been growing at slower pace in 2016, therefore the comparison with Q1 was more challenging, and especially Q1 2016 had registered very high sales in the surgical segment and had registered a marginal sale well above the year's average. In terms of sales, we did extremely well in the aesthetic segment, which means hair removal, tattoo removal and pigmented laser removal, skin rejuvenation. The sharp growth in the segment was also facilitated by our aggressive policies, which had an impact on the margin. For what concerns the surgical segment, we have a very significant change going on, which is related to Cynosure being acquired by Hologic. Cynosure is our exclusive distributor for the Monalisa Touch, our laser system for the treatment of vaginal atrophy. This change means potentially a great upside for us. In effect, the Monalisa Touch market is now getting in a more mature phase after the first introduction of the technique a few years ago. The market is very large. It has a potential to maintain significant sales volume going forward for several years, and the ability to approach it with a very strong partner, very respected in the women wellness market like Hologic is, has the actual potential to turbocharge our sales, as Hologic itself stated. Results for the quarter in this segment were disappointing, although factoring our forecast, due at first place to the stock management by our partner, which was reflected in our sales volume much more than actual sales to the market have been. We will see a recovery before the end of the year. How strong this recovery will be strongly dependent upon our ability to put again Monalisa Touch at the center of the interest of our distributor. And since we are planning to maintain a constant growth in the medical sector too, expenditure level in terms of employees and costs for operation, particularly R&D and sales and marketing, was relatively high in the quarter, resulting in a negative leverage effect for the sector. The opposite of what has taken place in the industrial sector. Of course, we need to consider that we're working and investing also in terms of expense from operations in order to maintain and increase our market position and mark an overall sales growth. Please, Enrico, you can go ahead with the details of our financials.
Thank you, Andrea. Good morning to everybody. The land closed, as already Andrea said, the first quarter with a consolidated turnover of 65 million euro, up 15% on the first quarter of last year, and with a limited exchange rate impact in the period, only 1% impact on the sales growth. The gross margin was 27 million of euros, up 6% compared to the 25.4 million of Q1 of last year. The decline in the profitability from 46 to 41% is partially due to lower R&D grants from 0.3 million of euro for the first quarter of last year to 0.1 million for the first quarter of this year, but above all to the change in the sales mix. Two are the relevant phenomena from this point of view in this quarter. The first and the most macroscopic is the increase in turnover in the industrial sector, especially in the Chinese market, where the average margin on sales is lower than in the medical sector. In fact, the impact of industrial revenues on total turnover up 10% respect to the same period of last year. The second one in the medical sector is the result of a different mix of sales, with an increase in overall turnover, but with a lower margin than in the previous quarter. Operating costs were 80.1 million of euros, with an increase of 11% compared to the 7.3 million of Q1 last year. And the impact on sales declined to 12.5% from 30%. Staff costs amounted to 12 million of euros, with an increase of 70% compared to the 10 million of euros in the same period of the of last year, with an incidence on sales remaining almost unchanged. At the end of March of this year, the group's employees were 1,179, up from 1,093 at the end of last year. And the new recruitment mainly concern Chinese athletes. EBITDA was 7.5 million of euros, down 14.7% compared to the 7.7 million of euros of first quarter 2006, and with an impact on sales down from 30.9% to 10%. The reduction is mainly due to the reduction in gross margin, with no reduction in total value of fixed cost. As already mentioned by Andrea, in the medical sector, staff costs and operating expenses have marked a planned increase with the aim of continuing to support commercial and R&D structures, but with a negative impact on the current result. At the same time, in the industrial sector, staff and operating expenses have increased, but much less than the contribution margin, and so with a positive leverage effect on profitability of the sector. The combination of both effects had a negative impact on the result. Amortization and other accruals slightly increased from 0.9 million of euros to 1 million. EBIT showed a positive balance of 5.5 million, down from the 6.7 million of Q1 of last year. And there is also a reduction as impact on sales from 12% to 8.5%. Pre-tax result showed a positive balance of 5.2 million of euro, down from the 5.8 million as of Q1 last year, included lesser negative exchange differences than the first quarter of 2006. Looking to the net financial position, the net financial position of the group decreased by 3.6 million compared to the end of 2016. There are no particular investments during the quarter, and the reduction in cash in the period was mainly due to the increase in net working capital, especially to support the rapid growth of the group in China, where the Chinese companies showed a growth rate over the 50%. From the point of view of the geographical distribution of turnover, Italy recorded the most important growth, close to 28% in the quarter. In Italy, the companies operating in the industrial sector have been increasing turnover faster, especially Carlyle Penta, plus with an increase of 42%. We note that in the present year and in the first 6 months of next year, the purchase of our system for manufacturing application will allow to our customer to obtain the incentives provided under the name of Industry 4.0. This is an opportunity many customers look for and try to take advantage of to modernize their plants and the production process, and therefore it is a facilitator of demand for us. Even in the medical sector, sales in Italy have grew very well. The collaboration between DECA and Quanta System Network was successfully launched at the beginning of the year in Italy in the new Renaissance brand. And the rapid expansion phase of Esctelog, with an increase of 8% in revenues, continues. Growth in the European market stood at 18%, while growth in the rest of the world was 15%. So foreign markets were 18% of the group's turnover, confirming its global position. In the medical sector, the aesthetic system are the 60% of group sales. The medical sector grew by 2.4% in the quarter, a small step forward, resulting from the algebraical sum of an increase of 35% in aesthetic application and a decline of 34% in the segment of surgical application. In the field of surgical applications, the fall is essentially due to the downturn recorded in the Monalisa Touch application. When sales performance for other applications where the group is involved in surgical, like urological and lithotripsy and BPH and otorhinolaryngology, have remained positive. The trend in aesthetic application has been great, with sales policies that have allowed increase in revenue to low major application markets, ablation, tattoo removal, and pigmented lesion skin rejuvenation. Physiotherapy market a growth of more than 14%. ASA leads the group's activities in the segment thanks to its ability to develop a highly efficient system and to provide clinical and marketing support. Revenue in after-sales service and sales of consumable are down in the quarter. The drop is mainly due to the lesser sales of upgrade on aesthetic system, together with the drop in sales of fiber optic consumable accessories to the urological system. Industrial sector goes through a favorable market phase and achieves an overall growth over 50% in the quarter. The cutting segment grew by 62% thanks to the excellent performance of Chinese joint venture in Wuhan and Wenzhou, specialized in the sheet metal cutting. The new Wenzhou factory, inaugurated last summer, allows a much more efficient production. It should be mentioned also the very good result achieved by Cutter Penta, especially in Italy and in Europe, with laser system for plastic and wood cutting, and with laser system to engrave large surface of textiles and leather. In the marketing sector, for the serialization and identification of the products, LASIT realized an increase in revenue in Q1 of 58%. Growth in the laser sources sector continues to be a consolidating trend. The group is one of the few producers in the world for CO2 laser sources of medium power excited by radio frequency. Industrial service revenue down 9% over the same period of last year. Andrea, we complete.
Thank you. Thank you, Enrico. The last word is just to confirm or renew the guidance in terms of sales for the year 2017. We now are confident that we will be able to close the year with an overall sales increase over 10%. In terms of EBIT, we confirm that the target for the year is to match 2016 EBIT. We went through the main points of this quarter. We are now ready for your questions. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Mr. Renato Gargiulo of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. I have just a few questions. Well, the first question is on Monalisa Touch. You provided an update about the Hologic new management. I was wondering if you have any indication, even only qualitative one, about the destocking effect on the quarterly sales and the final demand trend in the quarter. And related to this, if you can provide us an update about the international development for Monalisa Touch, if you have any update about new markets in which the product could be introduced in the next quarters. Then my second question is about the industrial segment. If you can, given the very strong growth rate, if you can give us an update about the current utilization of your production capacity, in particular in China. And then my last question is on service revenues in the medical division. They had a softer trend. You were referring to lower upgrades of aesthetics systems. If you can can provide us some outlook, some indications about the future months. Thank you.
Thank you. So, I mean, there are three questions. The first is about Mona Lisa Touch. We gave you the overall news. Of course, I confirm that the largest impact in the decrease was due to the U.S. Activity, at least to what we see as provider of our distributor of the U.S. activity. We confirm that Hologic is now moving its first steps in the management of Cynosure. They had Cynosure within, they were supporting a very large Cynosure stand at the ACOG, a congress that took place last week in San Diego, and they were having presence also first time at the Urology Congress in Boston, a congress that took place over the last weekend. So we have only at this point signals in terms of quality of their support, and the quality is high. We know that we have plans to recover also in terms of quantity. We know that we are facing a very large market. There is also a research very detailed which was issued by Canaccord last week about the market, which was very interesting and highlighting how large the market for Mona Lisa Touch is. We believe that we should be able to go through this transition phase within the end of the year. So we'll see again traction at the end of the year at latest. For concern the international market, the first quarter wasn't strong. We had good traction in certain countries. We still fail full clearance in Japan and in China as the most relevant markets for the application. Industrial and our production capacity. At this pace, which is continuing also in this quarter, we are getting closer to a saturation of the capacity, which is now represented by two plants. The plants we have in Wuhan, the older one we have, and the new one in Benzhou. We had a long-term plan to build a second facility in Benzhou on a land that we have already purchased in the last month of 2016. We are now experiencing sustained demand. We could be forced to anticipate the plans of the building of the second factory and start its construction later on in the year instead of later on in 2018. At least for this moment, we don't have a production capacity issue, even though the very rapid growth is putting us in a more, let's say, difficult situation for what concerns production capacity than we were expecting. Medical service, yes, there is a decrease which is due to two effects. One mainly is the decrease in the sale of upgrades, and this will hit the year all over. So last year we had an extraordinary growth of service, but we had a sort of one-time sales for those upgrades that was mainly sold to our installed base in Japan. There is also a smaller decrease in the fiber disposable sales, especially compared to Q4, which had registered extraordinarily high volumes. In terms of midterm, we know that we don't see any particular issue with the standard regular service work. So, I mean, there is a main direction, which is a slow growth, on which we have, though, an impact, especially on the kits, which were worth several hundreds of thousands of euro, and which are impacting our revenue in this segment.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Once again, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Andrea Bonfa of Banca Aletti. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. I got I got some few questions. One is related to the industrial asset segment, and I'm wondering if with these volumes growth, both in China and Italy, you are able to increase prices, if there is any chance of that. The second one is if you can expand a little bit on what you are investing in terms of marketing and the say commercial structure initiative to sustain the, let's say, the next growth legs for the aesthetic or medical laser. And finally, again, I look at the, let's say, the mix of your gross margin in the first quarter using the data available. It seems to me that the fall in the surgical side, i.e. the Mona Lisa business, had a quite material impact on your gross margin, which you also you mentioned in the first quarter report. Is that so important? The surgical compared to the aesthetic one, or is it so much higher than the aesthetic one? Thank you very much.
So prices in industrial. First of all, you need to consider that the volume are growing progressively. We have been growing very quickly. Therefore, the volumes increase a lot with respect to Q1, but it has been a progressive increase of dimension. So it's not just suddenly that we grow 50%. We grow 50% with respect to 1 year ago. This means that the market is growing. The market is very competitive. We have seen a decrease in margins. We were planning to maintain margins flat rather than to increasing, because the market is large but also very competitive. Of course, we plan to have better margins on specific segments we introduce higher power sources, because with higher power sources we will get higher margins. And also with the introduction of our systems in the international market, meaning the countries around China which have already been served with some systems, I'm talking about Korea and Taiwan, we will also have a higher margin due to a higher price level on the international markets. For what concerns Italy, we need to make sure we grab all the opportunities that we have in order to gain market position. We are privileging, we are choosing to expand our footprint, and we try not to lose any sales. So for this year in industrial, in which we have to catch up in our mass, we are trying to expand our mass, because we know that there will be a good leverage, and we will increase significantly our bottom line by increasing our mass. Number two, R&D for medical and marketing. I'll give you an example. In Italy, we launched the Renaissance brand, which is the having Deca and Quanta products sold in conjunction on the market. This means that we hired people because the Quanta distribution network was not consolidated within the group, but was run by a company in which we had a minority stake, but which was outside of the group. So now we hired those people, and we have a higher payroll and a higher expense that we are now bearing by ourselves. Of course, we have on the other side a higher revenue for DEKA itself in Italy with higher margin, and this will eventually offset the increase in expense. But we are in the very first phases of launch of this system, and therefore we are not yet seeing the leverage effect that will be reached when we get to a certain volume. Other significant expenses are still borne in R&D under two initiatives. One, which is the initiative for the body shaping machine, which sees no revenue today, and the other one, which is the initiative for enlarging the scope of our women wellness system, the Monalisa Touch, which is involving expense in R&D in multi-center, multifunctional, and multi-country studies. Other costs are being incurred for another promising application of our CO2 laser, an application which you have seen, if you read carefully, explained in the section of R&D, which is the debridement of scars with a specific application for the so-called diabetic foot. This is something we are entering. We need consolidation. We need to consolidate our scientific material in order to be able to go ahead and sell it and hopefully try to find another silver bullet with this very interesting and promising application. Surgery and margins. Generally speaking, as of today, this is true for every new application which is entering the first steps of its life cycle. Monalisa Touch is a very new application. It will have, we hope and count, a very large market going forward, but the first 3 years have been the first years of introduction on the market, and therefore the application is paying extra margins with respect to other applications. This, I mean, holds true for any new application. The aesthetic application, where the bulk is a very mature application like hair removal, bear a much higher competitive pressure and bear a lower margin. When we see one increasing by 35% and the other one decreasing by more or less the same amount, yes, there is a negative effect on margins. Of course, we need to maintain, and we want to maintain our market position. We had also in some particular segments, but especially in hair removal, the need to maintain aggressive sales policies in the quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. If I may, just a follow-up question. On the body contour machine, is that confirmed that you expect its introduction by year-end? And if I may, will that limit it to Europe because of an equivalent product by Cynosure, so it will be in competition with Cynosure product? Thank you.
We are talking of a non-invasive product. The product that we are selling today to Cynosure is a minimally invasive, is the Smart Lipo/MPX triplex cellulase. It's a different segment, and we don't have, as of today, any limitation to the category of products with Cynosure. We simply have exclusive distributor for the exact product they are distributing today. It's not a problem with Cynosure. The product with the United States is with clearances. Once we'll have the product ready the product will be technically ready at a certain date and ready for sale a few months later due to clearances, in this case CE mark, and it will be ready for sale months later because the 510K submission could be extremely long. We don't have visibility at all because submissions to FDA in order to obtain clearances have a great variance in their length depending upon the category in which FDA will put your system. You might be able to apply a 510K, which is a fairly fast procedure. You might ask to go for a de novo if your system is considered strongly innovative in terms of form of energy. Our system, we believe, has a high degree of innovation, so it will take some time to get it cleared for the United States. As it pertains to the schedule for the technical steps to be followed in order to release the products, we are on time, and yes, technically the product will be ready probably within the end of the year. We will see when it will be actually ready for sales, because then you have to introduce the variable for the clearances.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Gentlemen, at this time there are no questions registered.
Okay. So thank you for having attended this conference call. Of course, as you know, we are always available to attend and answer your questions, myself and also Enrico. Thank you again, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.